Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day. Jim, thanks for that introduction. Thanks for sharing your heart. And I'm thrilled that you have that Lego piece in your pocket. I'm really excited about that. Anybody else bring your Lego piece with you today? Anybody? Somebody made something back there. You have your Lego piece with you. Let me see it. Anybody have it? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, okay. I gave you the option last week. You can do with it what you'd like, but if you happen to keep it, I hope every time you see it, you'll remember that your piece is important. Amen? Is Mark in the room? There's Mark. If you weren't here last week, so we have some guests here today. Listen, this is not a trick question. I'm not going to ask you to say anything. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. All I want to do is make sure you have a Lego piece. If you weren't here last week, you were on vacation, if you're a guest here today, I have a Lego piece and I want you to have one. It's important to me. So if for no other reason, do it for Pastor Tim. If you're a guest or you weren't here, just lift up your hand so Mark can see you. And he's got a bag of Lego pieces. I'm hoping he has enough. And he's going to come around and find you all. And if we run out today, we will make sure that you get a piece of Lego. Mark, there's a whole bunch of them on this way over here. Yeah, and we got, oh good, we got some helpers over here handing out. Look, this guy's got a pocket full of them over here. Good for you, that's awesome. This guy came prepared. What's your name, brother?
Tony.
Tony the Tiger, I love it. He's out. Yeah, keep your hand up if you don't have a. Now, if you got one last week, you still have one. Maybe bring it back next week. My 5-week journey that I'm here, I'm going to be sharing with you a series of messages about this subject and this theme that every piece is important. So I want everybody to have a piece of Lego. And again, do with it what you will, but maybe just an encouragement, set it on your bedstand, put it in the bathroom, put it in the cup holder somewhere, keep it in your pocket, maybe just put it in the garage somewhere where you might see it now and then. I want you to remember, I believe that the Lord wanted me to come here in this season to share this thought with you and these messages, and for you to know and for you to remember, and for God to plant it in your heart that your peace is important. Amen? We want to give honor this morning to Pastor Andrew and Pam. We miss them. So great to hear his voice. And so great to receive a greeting for him. And I too want to just thank the board, staff, the volunteers, everybody who's stepping up, everybody who's making this a great summer, a summer of ministry, a summer of ministry not only for the church, but for Pastor Andrew and Pam. I just think it is so commendable, and I commend you as a church for what you are doing for Pastor Andrew and for Pam to provide him and them this opportunity and kind of an extended time. You will not regret, and I believe God has and will continue to bless you as you honor your pastor and his wife. So God bless you all. I want to thank Pastor Andrew and the board for the privilege of standing here today. I don't take it lightly. I remember when I was 15 years old, it seemed that the thought came into my mind. I was watching a television program. Some of you know, will know the name Jimmy Swaggart. And I was watching Jimmy Swaggart. I was 15 years old. And the thought came into my mind. And I know now it wasn't just a thought. It was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. That maybe someday I would do that. And the journey began there. But I remember just thinking, and and as a 16 and 17 year old, just wondering, I wonder if anybody would ever have me preach. I wonder if I could ever do that, and if anybody would ever want me to do that. And wow, from 15, turned 64 this week. As I said last week, don't do math in public, so I'm not. You figure out how many years that is, but however many years that is, the thrill has never left. It is a thrill and a joy and a complete honor to stand here today, to meet you, to be able to fill in this gap, and to share God's word. So thank you, Pastor Andrew. Thank you, board. Bill and Maxine McCausland moved to a little town called Enfield, Maine. They moved down from Aroostook County. For any of you that know the geography of the state of Maine, where I'm from, Aroostook County is the northernmost county. And they moved down from northern Maine to the little town of Enfield, just outside of Lincoln, Maine, where Bonnie and I pastored for 22 years. And when I say that someone leads a simple life, I say that with the utmost respect and admiration. I like to consider myself a simple man. I come from simple people. Although I have a son who is a chef who cooks fancy meals, I don't know where he got fancy from. Must have been his mother. Because there's not much fancy about me or my side of the family. Simple people. So when I refer to Bill and Maxine McCausland as simple people, I do that with honor. They had no special abilities. They were what you would call common people. I was their pastor, and I visited them many times. I got to know their story quite well. And I found out that eighth grade was the education that both of them had. Neither of them went to high school. But there was something really special that Maxine did really well. Maxine, like no one else, in my opinion, could make cookies. And I know what you're thinking. You've had a few too many of those cookies, Pastor. I know. We're working on that. I know. And for years, Maxine made molasses cookies. Dozens and dozens and dozens of molasses cookies. And every Monday morning, she brought them by the office of the church. And we shipped those cookies in boxes to our guests every week, all over the state of Maine, and really in various states and even provinces, we mailed those cookies. And Bill did something really, really well too. Maxine made them, and Bill made sure they got to the church. Maxine's peace was important. Now, I understand that we might not think of cookies as special, or making cookies to be anything that unique. What made it unique is that she did it for the Lord. She took something very common, very everyday, nothing special, no flashing lights, no degree needed, not even a high school education needed to make cookies, right? But she made cookies. She made them well. I know she prayed over those cookies. And we sent those cookies to guests with a handwritten note that said, "Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for visiting and being with us at Community Evangel Temple in Lincoln, Maine." Maxine and Bill's peace was important. And for those of you that received the Lego piece this morning and those of you that did last week, there's something very obvious about a piece of Lego. And what is very obvious to us is that every piece is made for connection. That piece has a purpose. And that purpose is not lived out in isolation. But that purpose is realized as it becomes connected to something greater. As it becomes a part of something greater. Now, becoming a part of something bigger than ourselves is easier for some of us than others. For some of you, man, you like alone. And the thoughts of being connected, well, I don't know if it strikes fear in you, but let's just put it this way. It's not your favorite thing. Now, don't elbow your husband right now. That wouldn't be appropriate. Or your wife. I know some of your personalities want to just do it alone. Some of your personalities want to just try to live life on your own, by yourself. Don't bother me. Stay out of my circle. Give me my space. I get it. We're all different. But the truth is that all of us, regardless of our personality uniquenesses, are made for connection. Romans chapter 12, if you want to turn there in your Bible, if you want to find it on your phone, Romans chapter 12, I'm going to read a couple of verses from Romans chapter 12. I'm going to begin reading. I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. So what is a piece? A piece is a portion of something that when put together creates the completion of something. And Paul says that we belong to each other. Your piece is important because without your piece, the picture is incomplete. But in order to belong, something very important needs to take place. To belong, you need to surrender. And surrender is tough. It's probably tough for all of us. Because a lot of us, as I said, want to do life on our own. We like to think of ourselves as self-sufficient, self-reliant, and that's noble. If I ask for a show of hands here today, how many of you like to be self-reliant? I think a lot of hands would go up. There's something inside of us that kind of wants to be able to be self-reliant. I'll tell you a strange kind of story. 3 years ago, Bonnie and I resigned our lead pastoring at Waypoint Church in Quispamsis, New Brunswick. We've been there 9 years. We moved to Murray Corner and New Brunswick, and we live there now. Bonnie is fully retired. I'm in denial. I'm not yet, but I'm inching my way there. But the thought came to me a couple of years before we got done in Quispamsis. And the thought was this, that life had become way too convenient. And that I wanted to figure out a way to take some of the convenience out of life. And some of you are thinking, what is wrong with that man? Because I am all about convenience. How many of you are all about convenience? If it make it easy, that's what but I just had gotten, I don't know. I was kind of fed up with, maybe it was this resurgence of some self-reliance. And so I moved to our property in New Brunswick. And now I make maple syrup. I have a little stand of maples adjacent to our property. My brother-in-law owns the maples, and I have his permission. And so in the spring, and I know they sell big bottles of it at Sobeys and Costco, and the real stuff, right? I know, you can just go buy it. I get it. But I wanted to make it. I wanted to find some ways to rip some of the convenience out of life. So I make maple syrup. And I love it. Tapping trees, sitting by an outside fire over a pan, boiling sap down, and making syrup. And I make bacon. How many know bacon's good? How many can say amen to bacon?
Amen.
Amen. I make my own bacon. Buy a pork belly. I know. Some of you are saying, Pastor Tim, you know you can just go to a store and buy bacon, right? I understand. Buy a pork belly. How many of you know what a pork belly looks like? How many of you have never seen a whole pork belly? Well, it's just like it sounds. It's the belly of the pork. Belly of the pig. And you buy it as a whole piece. 13, 14, 15 pounds of pork belly. Cut it up. Brine it for 5 days in some salt and some of that maple syrup that I made, some of that. Let it sit 5 days. Put it on the smoker for about 8 hours. And you've got bacon. And I love it. And yesterday. Yesterday I picked wild plums, cherries, wild blueberries, raspberries, and peas from our property. And I love it. There's this sense of self-reliance. How many of you grow things? How many of you hunt things? How many of you like to do things on your own? How many would ever confess to a streak of self-reliance in you? You like to kind of go it on your own. Yeah. There's a couple of you being honest here. Most of you are just in denial. Had a chance to gather all the wives together and some of the husbands too. They'd tell us stories of how self-reliant you like to be. But we have to fight that urge, because inside of us is something that wants to do it ourselves. A lot of people want to do life on their own, self-sufficient, self-reliant, and it's noble. It's noble in a way. But when it comes to life and meaning and purpose, it's deadly. Not only do we belong in His family, but everyone that you meet belongs in His family. And I don't know you. I'm trying to get to know some of your names, and it's working in spots and pieces. And if I haven't got your name yet, you stick with me. By 5 weeks and I'm gone, I'll have it. But I'm going to work at it. And I don't know most of your names, and I don't know your story, more importantly. Because every one of you has a story. And I don't know your story. But this This is what I do know about you. Regardless of your name or your story, you were made to be part of God's family. And you have a place in God's family. In fact, at the family table, there is a seat reserved for you. Amen. Somebody started to clap, and I think we ought to say yes to that. Amen. There's a seat reserved for you. Regardless of your story, doesn't matter your past, your faults, your failures, your mistakes, God has a place for you. And this is going to be hard for some of you. So just be prepared. When I say everyone, I mean everyone has a place in God's family. You ready? Toronto Maple Leaf fans have a place. Have a place. I'm not done yet. Hang in there. Stay with me, because most of you are mad at me right now. Even Montreal fans. Yeah, see. Have a place at the table. Edmonton fans. And even people like me. I know, I'm pushing it. I'm going to push it right now. Boston Bruins fans. Have a place at the table. Now this is going to really rock some of your worlds now. Now that we got started, I'm going to dig the hole deeper. Sometimes in the church, we think only conservatives have a place at the table. Whew! Hallelujah. Hey, it's the truth. Either God so loved the world or He didn't. And God so loved the world that whosoever can have a place at the table. Amen? Doesn't matter. Now we can acquiesce to that, but do we believe it? Do we believe it? Verse 6. Romans 12 says, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Maxine made cookies, and she did it really well. And everybody has a purpose. Everybody belongs. But not everybody lives out their purpose. Why? Because some people focus on their brokenness. And they see themselves through a certain lens. A lens of brokenness. Some people feel that they have nothing to offer because they have missing pieces in their own life. They feel very shattered or unwhole or unhealthy spiritually. They feel unwell or that they don't fit. How many remember the cartoon we watched when we were children? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You remember that? Remember Rudolph? I think this is the right one. And there was the Island of Misfit Toys. Remember that? Some people see themselves through that lens. I don't fit. I don't belong. It's almost like they see themselves as living on the island of misfit toys. Many people see themselves through the lens of their failures or baggage or issues. I'm broken, so I don't belong. I'm broken, so I don't have a place. I'm broken, so God doesn't want me. And I get it. I get it when we talk about our brokenness and our failures and our baggage and our issues, because you have a past, and all of us do, and baggage and issues. And all I can say is this: welcome to the human race. God asks you this morning to stop staring at your missing pieces, your brokenness, and why you can't, and begin seeing yourself as a missing piece, not a broken piece. Amen? To see yourself as God sees you. God looks through a lens of love, of unconditional love. The brokenness, He looks at that island of misfit toys. And I just wish we all could understand how many people walk the streets of Bathurst and they feel like they live on the island of misfit toys. I don't belong. I don't fit. I'm unloved. I'm unwanted. I'm broken. I've done things. If anybody knew the real me, what might be hidden or secret or confined. And I tell you today, God knows it all. God has seen it all. And there is a spot at His table for you. Every one of us. God asks you this morning to stop staring at your missing pieces and why you can't, and see yourself as that missing piece, not a broken piece. God needs you and we need you. Think about this. The stories of the Bible are written about men and women who had baggage and brokenness. Don't miss that. I know it's the Bible. And it's God's whole. I believe the Bible to be the holy word of God. I believe it to be inspired. I believe it to be our rule of life and conduct. I believe it is the written word of God. But that word of God contains the stories of men and women who had baggage and brokenness. So before you tell me that you can't belong, that God can't use you, that God doesn't have a place for you, I want you to remember this. Abraham was old. I won't ask for a raise of hands today, because old is just a state of mind. Amen? I've met a lot of young 90-year-olds. So don't let them tell you. But Abraham was old. Isaac was a daydreamer, head in the clouds. Jacob was a professional liar. And Joseph was abused. Read the story. Read how he was treated. Read what his family did to him. Joseph was abused. Moses stuttered. He couldn't get his words out right. Not only stuttered, but Moses was a murderer. Gideon was afraid. Rahab was a prostitute. David committed adultery. Elijah was suicidal. He sat under the bush and wished that he would die. He contemplated and thought of taking his own life. Elijah was suicidal. And Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. And Peter denied Christ. Martha worried about everything. the Samaritan woman. She was divorced also. Mary Magdalene was demon-possessed. And Lazarus was dead. Now that's a problem. And yet God wrote a beautiful story in every one of their lives. Think about it. Abused, divorced, suicidal, dead. But God had the ability to write an amazing story out of such brokenness and such pain and such abuse. And I tell you today that God has a place for you in His family. That Lego piece, I pray God will write it upon your heart today. Every piece is important. Every peace matters. Your peace matters to God. You matter to God. I know you may feel hidden, unseen. You may try to live your life hidden and unseen. You may live in the shadows. You may like it in the shadows. You may try to draw no attention to yourself. You may be a man or a woman of few words. Fine. But I tell you today, you are not hidden from God. You are not hidden from His plan. You were made by God. You are loved by God. You have a place at God's table. And today, listen, I didn't make today the way it ended up. Today is as it was to be. You are here and I am here. And I'm here with this message. Some of you say, well, I'm here most every Sunday. Yeah, but you miss a few. You didn't miss today, though. You're here. Some of you are vacationing. God bless you. But I'll tell you this, if you're a guest here today, I believe it's a divine appointment. And that God has a message for you. If you just came along with a friend today, maybe you come once a month, and this is the month that you came. This is the Sunday that you came this month. Or maybe you haven't been here 4 months, and you came today. God wanted you to hear this. And my prayer is that it will linger in your heart for days and weeks. Your peace is important. Every one of those people that I mentioned was a missing piece. But because they surrendered their peace, God connected them and used them. And I know I talked about Moses and Gideon and Rahab and Elijah and Naomi, but I could just as easily have said, Tim Shaw was. And I could say the same for some of you. Denis was. And Mark was. And Mr. Doucette was. But every one of us was a missing piece. And because we surrendered our peace, God connected us. And God is using us. And in Jesus, I'm not a broken piece. And I declare today that because of the love of God and Jesus Christ, His Son, you don't have to live your life in brokenness and as a broken piece. You need to see yourself as a missing piece, loved, invited, welcomed, received into the family of God. God's message to you this morning is stop focusing on your brokenness and surrender your peace to God and give Him control of your life. Everybody has a purpose. There are no throwaways in the kingdom of God. No throwaways. Last week I told you about Brian. This week I told you about Bill and Maxine. These are just common, ordinary, everyday people. Not educated. Not what we would consider people with special abilities. It's one of the things that I miss the most about pastoring. And I've come to find great affection for these people. The people that others, sometimes even other churches, didn't want. Yeah, Brian took a little extra grace. Could Brian get on your nerves? I'm pretty sure my wife would tell you today that I could get on her nerves too. She's probably watching right now and she is saying amen, hallelujah to that. Because I know I can get on her nerves. And I won't ask you, but there's a lot of wives saying amen, brother, appreciate it. Welcome to the human race. Yeah, Brian needs a little extra grace. Oh, but maybe you feel like you live on the island of misfit toys. But I tell you, there's a place at his table for you. He wants you. He loves you. He longs to have you. And today I want to challenge you to offer your brokenness to the Lord. Offer just who you are and what you are and where you are to the Lord. You don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to figure out the future. All you need to do is surrender your life to Him. Let Him help you with that future. Let Him help you with what you've got to walk out. Because we've all got issues. Remember I said Tim Shaw was, and I could name the things, and it wouldn't be pretty. It would not be pretty. But I choose to surrender my life, and God helps me walk out a beautiful future because of Jesus. And He wants to do the same for you today. Would you bow your head with me, please? Worship team, would you come? Every head bowed, please, just for a moment. Heavenly Father, I pray by your Holy Spirit that you would, or especially speak into somebody's heart today. Lord, there's a man here that just wants to remain very private. There's a lady here today that feels so broken. Lord, look upon us here at Evangel, and you know the story. You know everybody's story, from the youngest to the oldest. Father God, I just pray that you'd help us understand today how much you love us. How much you care about us, and the truth that every piece is important. This piece by itself doesn't actually become much, but surrendered and offered to you, you put pieces together and you make beautiful things. Talented people make amazing things with pieces of Lego. God, you make amazing things out of broken lives. Please, Holy Spirit, speak to somebody's heart today. And may they come to a place to take a step today, just a step, to surrender any bit of brokenness, any bit of past, any bit of baggage, to surrender to you in Jesus' name. So your heads are bowed, please, and I just just wonder today who the Holy Spirit might be speaking to in this room. I believe you're here because the Lord wanted you here today, that I'm here. And you've heard this message because it was something God wanted you to hear. Now I want to encourage you today to just make a little room in your life for God. And just take a step. A step. And the Bible says, draw close to God, He'll draw close to you. I believe that the principle is if you'll just take a step, God will do a lot. He'll do what you can't do. He'll do incredible things in your life if you'll just take a step. And it takes a lot of faith and it takes a lot of courage to take that step. It sure does. But that's what God asks, a step. This is what I'm going to do this morning. This is how the next 5 minutes or so are going to unfold. I'm going to ask for those of you that are here today that are willing to take a step towards God. You may be a guest. You may be a regular here. You may be a Christian with a relationship with God, but you've got some brokenness that you need to surrender. You may need to come back to God. Maybe you've drifted. Maybe you've never taken a step towards God before in your life. I don't know your story. But I'm going to give an invitation. I'm going to ask you in a moment to raise your hand. Not right now, but just in a moment, I'm going to ask you. And after I've asked you to raise your hand, I am going to give an invitation for anybody that wants to come forward and to stand or kneel here at the front of the church. For the simple reason, so that I can pray with you. I'd love to pray with you. Last Sunday, I made a beeline for the back door. And I loved shaking your hand. Many of you unlocked your arm and let me in. And I gave you a big hug, and I loved that. This Sunday, I'm going to stay here. I'd love to pray with some of you. But nobody's going to make you come forward. Nobody's going to make you do anything. Anything you do today, because you choose to do it. So your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed and the Holy Spirit is speaking. I wonder how many of you are in the room today. Just be honest. Pastor Tim, the Holy Spirit seems to be speaking to me about some brokenness in my life. It seems as though God is speaking to me. Something has gotten my attention. Something seems to be speaking to me. Something that you've said, something in this service is speaking to me. And I know I need to say yes to God, and I want to say yes to God. And Pastor Tim, when you pray in just a moment, I want you to include me in that prayer. And again, this is between you and God. I'm not going to go get you. Nobody's going to come and get you. It's just between you and God. And me, so I can pray for you. If you'd like to say yes, I want to surrender my peace to God afresh today. Would you just lift up your hand long enough for me to see it all over this building? Just lift up your hand right now in faith. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right up and right back down. Somebody else, you haven't raised your hand yet, just raise it up in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tim, pray for me. God bless you, man. Somebody else, a young person, an older person, God speaking to you. There's some brokenness in my life and I need to surrender my life to God. Somebody else, quickly, just before I pray. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for every heart you're touching. Come on. Is the Lord talking to you? I'm going to wait just a moment longer. Anyone else? Bless you, sir, in the back. Thank you. God bless you, man, to my left. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching people's hearts. Somebody else, the Holy Spirit's drawing you. You haven't raised your hand yet. Slip it up right now. Say yes to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit. So, Lord, across. across this room, you've seen maybe a dozen, maybe as many as two dozen hands raised across this room. Father, you know the story, you know the brokenness, you know the need, you know the pain, you know the isolation. For some, you know the loneliness. For some, you know the pain that they live with. Pain in their mind, their heart. Father, you came to make us whole. And so into every life now, Lord, that takes a step towards you, I pray in the name of Jesus, your grace will come to them. I pray, Lord, that your grace will be upon them, that today will be a step, a first step of many. Lord, and all of you that raise your hand, listen, why don't you just pray a simple prayer right now in your heart? You just pray a simple prayer. And you tell God yourself, Lord, I give myself to you. Go ahead. Lord, I surrender myself to you. I give you my past, my pain, my future. And I ask you to help me, Lord. Please help me, God, to draw close to you, to walk with you, to serve you, to know you, to surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's all stand together. Everybody, let's stand. I'm going to ask Natalie to lead us in a song. This is what we're going to do. If you need to slip out, thank you so much for coming to church today. God bless you. Listen, church wouldn't have been the same without you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to church. It's great to have you here. Many of you, I got to shake your hand. If I didn't, come back next week so I can get it, okay? If you've got to go, I pray you go with blessing. But listen, I just want to give you an invitation for some of you that raise your hand. Some of you, maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you're being drawn to prayer. You just want to be in the Lord's presence a moment. You just need to take what you've heard today. Something needs to surrender more. I just want to invite you to come. I'd love to pray with you. I'm going to stay right here. There are prayer teams, people that know how to pray here at Evangel. And there are others that will pray with you, and we invite them to come and help me pray around this space today. So as Natalie leads us, if you'd like prayer, I'll invite you to come. And if you're slipping out, we pray God bless you. Have a great day and a great week. Don't forget VBS this week. It's going to be great. If you're hungry for more, you want to surrender your brokenness, you want to draw close to the Lord, come on, like some of these that have already stepped forward. Come on, let's step into what God wants to do. See what He has for us in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you. Else coming, come on. Here is where something in your heart being drawn, come on, let us pray. Every lie and every doubt, this is my surrender. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for our sister. With courage, she comes to you.